Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Father, thank you for allowing me to connect with my listening audience. And thank you that for allowing me to pray and speak. And on this day, I am not interrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with my thoughts. I thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Let it be all of you, Holy Spirit, and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, and welcome to our segment on today, a Thanksgiving segment. We expect this to be a special episode on Thanksgiving Day of Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. I am Reverend Diane Hobson, the Senior Pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church, the President of Global Exchange Christian University, and your host. I welcome you, and as I welcome you, we will say our opening scriptures, and then we will do our health and business tip, and we'll go right into our program. So if you read the opening on our profile, it will tell you that the first maybe 4 to 5 minutes, we do our opening session. And then after that opening session, we will get into our program. So if you are tuning in and you're listening to some of the things, you say, well, I wish I could jump over that. If you tune in anywhere between 7 and 10 minutes, we will be in our program about that time. So I would like to let these persons know that we always have an opening in the beginning, and then our segment comes behind the opening. Go with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. We will immediately go to 1 John 1, 9, and last but not least, Matthew 6, 33. Okay, if you have your Bibles, let's begin in Romans chapter 10. It's in the New Testament, after the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then we have the book of Acts, and you run right into Romans. We don't want to assume that everybody that's listening knows every spot in the Bible. So that's why I take a moment, because these are tutorials. I take a moment to just go through the books of the Bible so that you can get to where I would like for you to land in your Bible. Okay, and those of you that have smartphones probably don't have to go through that, but everybody doesn't have a smartphone. So we have to make it this friendly with all of our listening audience this segment, the episode. Okay, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Verse 9 reads that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to read verse 9 again. I'm going to read it as it is written because I added some words in there because we no longer say thee and thou, but I will read it as it says. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the way it reads. I'm always changing the quick view in there so that you will know and understand what it is I'm saying. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it reads, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And here comes my favorite, Matthew 6, 33, and that's the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I always like to say that one twice. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Okay, let's go right into our health tip, and it'll be followed by our business tip. Our health tip is to remind all of you during this holiday season to drink your water. Divide your weight by two, and that's how many ounces of water you should be drinking. You know, today, this is Thanksgiving Day, and you know that we have the apple cider and the eggnog and whatever else we're drinking. I'm sure there may be some wine and whatever else for the holidays. That is not to take the place of your water consumption. If persons are eating and getting sick and not feeling well, it could be something simple as I need to drink some more water, because we have the dinner rolls, we got cornbread, we're eating pies, you have all that bread consumption going into your system, all the sugar going into your system, and then the dressing, not to mention the dressing, that's going to take away from the liquid that you have. And just remember, the apple cider and the eggnog is not a replacement for your water consumption. You must drink the water, okay? Now, let me say it again. The experts say that you are to divide your weight by two. And whatever number you come up with, that's how many ounces you should be drinking on a daily basis. So try to drink as much water as you can. And say, well, I don't know if I can drink that much water. My weight is 300, which means I have to drink 150 ounces. Well, try to at least do 6 to 8 glasses of water. 6 to 8 glasses of water. Try to do that much, at least. It shouldn't be less than that. Okay? All right, so that you can stay healthy. We want you to stay healthy. We want your children to stay healthy. Everybody, we want you to be healthy. Now, let's talk about the business tip. Parents, mommy and daddy, know where your children are all the time. If you're at the movies, be careful about sending them to the restroom by themselves. You say, well, he's 12 or 13 years old. You might want to step out for a moment and go with your son. We got a lot of stuff going on that should not be happening. We're in the last days, and our everything is being heightened. We find that a lot of children are being molested when they go to the restroom, and because the pedophiles hide in the restroom because they know that children come in there. And if your child is 12 or 13 and you want to take him in the women's restroom, if you're a mother, do so. And if people look at you strange, who cares? Let them take them to the restroom. Make sure that you have your eyes on them at all times. We are losing 800,000 children per year. That's a lot. All of these children are not part of slave trade. All of these children are not being sold. We have persons who are still involved in human sacrifice, and they must have a child to sacrifice. So now, you won't hear that on the news, which it should be, and they don't want to scare you, but they should tell you that so that you can be careful of who you place your children with. You should be careful of not taking your eyes off of them wherever you go in the mall. Don't say, well, you go and look in the children's section and I'll be, no, keep them with you at all times when you're in the grocery store. Well, mommy, I want to go over here and get some. Well, you can go over there and get that and bring it back to me. No, go together. There are too many parents saying that I wish that I should have, could have. You don't want to say that. Watch your children. And even if you have teenagers, same thing. Teenagers are being abducted too. They're considered as children until they get 18 or 21. They don't say, well, my child is big enough. No, they're at the store with you. Do not let them roam that store and explain it to them why. If they say to you, well, I can do this, I'm old enough, you explain to that child, listen, we got 800,000, that's almost a million children per year. That's a lot of children. That's 700 children per day. That's a lot. And we're talking about nationwide. We're not just talking about in one area. Nationwide, in this nation, we have six people. Keep up with your children. And if you're sending your children on a transportation to go to grandma's house or to go visit or whatever, listen, you have it. If they have a phone, you say, look, you call me every time you stop. I want to know. And tell them why. So they won't think that, mommy, you just getting carried away. You're going too far. Explain to them. Go online and look at the numbers so you can see them for yourself. We have human sacrifices going on. They must have the blood of a child or teenager and some adult. So please, parents, keep up with your children. I don't know how to stress that even more, and I'll probably be saying it throughout as often as possible throughout the holiday season. Because we have people who think that this is just not that important. It's not all that. 800,000 children per year is a lot. And there have been children that have been placed on, their face has been placed on milk cartons. They haven't been found year after year after year. Yes, some children are being sold. They've been stolen and sold. Yes, there are some children that are in slave trade in the sex market. Yes, that's true. But all of those children, 800,000 children, are not being placed in the market. Some of these children will never be found because they've been already killed and sacrificed. There are groups of people that have to kill a child to drink their blood to be a part of the group. And the news media, most of the news media, they know about this. I don't know why they don't put it out there for people to know. But this is going on. Please take care of your children. Okay. We should have to emphasize that as much as possible. And as I said, I'll be reminding this as we go throughout. I've got it on some other segments as well. To just let the parents know. And when you take them with you, do not be sending them here and sending them down. I don't care if you're at the museum. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're at church. You make sure that if they're in children's ministry, tell them don't leave there until you come and pick them up. Because we do have pedophiles in the church as well. You know what I'm saying. You got people that visit the church. All church doors are open when the service is going on. And they don't stop people at the door and say, are you a pedophile? They don't do that. So a person can mix and mingle inside a church and watch. They know exactly whose children are not being watched. And if you watch some of these programs on television, it will tell you. It will tell you. In the split second, you take your eyes off that child and they will snatch and run and speed away and you'll never see them again. Okay? So keep your children, even especially I see a lot of children, and when I see them in a grocery store, I say, where's your parent? Over there. And I go and say, mother, would you please your child with you? Do not let the child out of your sight. And then when the child comes missing, he was with me. No, he wasn't. He was on the other aisle. Make sure your children are not on the other aisle or 2 aisles over or way up front somewhere and you way in the back. You have people that follow you around when you have children and to see who's watching their children and who's not watching their children, and that's how the kids get snatched. They watch your every move. Do not let your children go walking and running if they want to exercise by themselves. No. Them going to group. They're not going in a group. That you don't go out there and run unless you're running in a go to a school and run around their track, indoor track. Same thing for ladies. By yourself. stop running up and down these streets by yourself. Okay, let's go to our for today. Today is Thanksgiving Day, and I trust that all of you are having a good time. How to share God's love on Thanksgiving is our topic for today. Sharing God's love may not be easy for some individuals. However, as believers, we are supposed to share God's love with everyone we come in contact with on a daily basis. Be encouraged and share only positive thoughts with others. Challenge yourself throughout this holiday season and into 2016. Not to say anything negative about anyone. And it's going to be difficult for some people, but you can do this. You can do this. And it's not going to be perfect the first day, the second day, maybe the third day, maybe the first week. But try it. Work on it. This is the opportunity now to work on it. We're losing our children. We're losing our loved ones because we are not learning how to talk without saying something negative. I love all of you, and I want you to be blessed on this Thanksgiving Day. And especially Christians that are listening, believers, that are listening to this segment, this is an opportunity to win your unsaved relatives and in-laws, or whether they're in-laws or friends or neighbors. This is an opportunity. Find something good to say about someone. When I see people that I don't know, I try to find, I say, oh, that's a beautiful sweater you have on. Whatever I see, oh, I like your hairstyle. Oh, my goodness, your hair color is beautiful. Find something, everybody has something good you can say about them. They say, well, you don't know my relative. No, find something good to say about them. If they're a good cook, say, you really put your finger in this food this time. You did an outstanding job. Tell them, let them know. I'm so glad to come and be here to sit at this table and get a chance to eat the food that you have prepared that tastes so delicious. Let them know that you appreciate them cooking. And whoever's saying the prayers on this Thanksgiving, please don't try to say prayers that talk about people. We wish that so-and-so would be saved, and they're unsaved, and in this Thanksgiving Day, we're thanking you that they'd be saved. No, no, you don't have to do all that. Just say, listen, when you're saying the prayer, just say a general prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words. He'll give you the words to say. Don't embarrass anybody and don't demean them. Don't put them on the spot. This is not what Thanksgiving Day is for. It's to be faithful. Thank God for all that you have. You got a car that runs well. Thank you, Father, for my car. Thank you that I didn't have to, I got the oil changed and I haven't had any problems. My tires are holding up. Oh, thank you that my children, they do all that I tell them to do and they don't act rebellious toward me. Those are things to be thankful for. We got too many children who are rebellious in the household. Some of them have good reason to be rebellious and some of them don't. But you have to know that there's an enemy and he will use your children to be rebellious so that you can you lose your joy. Don't let the devil take your joy away this holiday season. Be encouraged to speak something positive. Take the negative out of your mouth. And if your children were doing something, I am just so sick of you. Remind me so much of your no-good daddy. Take that out of your mouth. Don't say those kinds of things. Hurt towards your children. You may not think it's nothing wrong with it, but it hurts them. Of course it doesn't hurt you. You don't mind saying it because you're getting a chance to vent over a hurt that has been done to you by someone you thought loved you. But don't take it out on your children. Don't say things like that. When they make a mistake, say, oh, you know, you made a mistake. And find a way, the words to say. We can deal with it. If they come home with a report card that's not so good, Don't say you're never going to be nothing. How are you going to do anything? And you just keep on getting these bad grades. What's wrong with you? No. You take them in your arm and give them a hug and say, listen, I want you to do the best that you can. And what we're going to do, we're going to sit down and talk about some ways that we can make change. Where you can, and maybe we're going to cut down the television. These are things that you can do. Not going to watch television all day and all night when they come home from school. Take them to the library. Spend some time with them. Take them to the museum. We're going to do some research and help you to do better in your coursework. We're going to do this together. Because together we can do this. You can do this. You're smart. All children are smart. Even if you have a child that's a special education child. Those children are smart. I work with them. I've taught school for 10 years. I work with those kids and they're smart. But we're so used to putting labels on people and we don't give them a chance. We have too many smart children walking around untapped. The teachers talk about them. The parents talk about them. People talk about them. And I'm saying, okay, now it's time for us to start walking in the love of God so that we can win our children. Because they're going to go out and find somebody that's not going to talk about them and talk nice to them. And as I said before in other segments, you don't want your child going out there with someone who you don't want them to be a part of. The only way you can stop them from doing that, and some children would do it just because they know you don't like it. The only way you can stop it is to change your attitude. Change your attitude. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. All what things? The fact that you don't have to worry about a divorce, because God can tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. Divorce is usually brought about because of lack of communication and selfishness. And a lot of finances, a lot of times, are involved in that. Before, in our next segment, we're going to do something. We're going to do a mini budget. And you all can do this because we don't want anybody coming out of this holiday season owing everybody and anybody. And then you can't get caught up. You spend a whole year trying to play catch-up. That's ridiculous. We're going to do a mini household general budget that you can follow. It's going to be easy, easy to do. I will have it there. I will put it on this radio program, and you can share it in Bible study. You can share it with your friends, your family, whomever you want to share it with. You can share it with it, your family members. Share it with your children, too. Your children need to know how much comes into the household so they'll know how much to spend. Share it with them. You'd be surprised at the kind of support you will have from your children when they know how much money you make and how much the bills cost and how much can be spent. Then you won't have them begging for iPhones that cost so much. And you won't have them. You shouldn't be. 12 and 13 year olds do not need an iPhone. That is too much money you're spending for a 13-year-old. They don't need that at that age. They must learn the value of a dollar. And if you've given them all this stuff, how do you expect them when you say no? They don't understand that because you've been giving. Come on now. I'm not saying don't give them nothing. I'm saying we're putting too much in our children's hands. And then when we don't have it, let's say if you get laid off or fired, when that happens, then you're like, oh, my goodness, what do I do now? And your children don't understand. So start them now. It's never too late. Even if you have teenagers, it's never too late. You say, well, I didn't know what to do before. Please forgive me. Now I know. You can't do better if you don't know better. When you know better, you do better. Okay? Okay, this is made up in tutorials to help you, to help families. I've been working with families for over 30 years now. And I can't tell you all the stuff. But I'm going to be talking about different things that I've seen as we go along. I'll be making examples. And I won't use names, but I will definitely be sharing some things with you. Okay, getting back to the love of God. Our children need to see the love of God. Our children need to know that parents, you love them. You're not working all the time. You're not working overtime. You're not working two jobs. Well, I have to. The student, I have to. If you're Christian, you're not supposed to be working two jobs. God did not meant for that to be. He wants us to depend on him. And if we're not depending on him, then we're not reading the word. That's why we need to read the word, so we'll know what's available to us. He said in Philippians 4:19, I will meet all your needs. He didn't say you go out there and get two jobs and meet your needs. He said, I will meet all your needs. But if you're not relying and trusting and having faith in God, then you're out there trying to do his job. He said, he will meet all your needs. And share that with your children. Let them know that too. They'll understand. They understand. They're not, children are smart. They're not hard to understand. Father, I just thank you that so many people are trying to change their life. Thank you that we're reaching out to grab a hold of our children. We're loving on them and letting them know that we care. Thank you for allowing the listening audience to connect with this program. I appreciate all that you do for us, Father. We can't thank you enough. Today is Thanksgiving Day, and you deserve the greatest Thanksgiving ever. We woke up and we are breathing. Our children are breathing. We have life. What do you want us to do with this life? I know you want us to share the love of God, because there are so many people out there that think they're not loved. This is a heightened season for suicide. If you're contemplating suicide, please do not. You are worthy of God's love. I don't care how many mistakes. I don't care if you had 10 abortions. I don't care. God loves you. I don't care if you killed somebody. God loves you. He loves you, and he wants you to know that. So share the love of God with someone today. It could be an ex-husband or ex-spouse, ex-wife or ex-husband. It could be a children or a wayward child. Just let them know. Say, hey, I may not have been the best parents in the past. I may have just talked ugly to you. But now, just say something nice. It may not work the first time, but don't stop. Stand your ground. Don't you? We thank you for this day. Thank you for what you've done. I would like to just pray over the minds and hearts of those that are listening, all believers, the born-again Christians. Thank you, Father. Anybody that's suffering from depression or oppression or stress, I pray that you are healed. I claim it right now. You are healed and you are not depressed, and the devil will not take you down. You are a strong person and you are deserving of God's love. I believe I come in the power and authority of God. And I command that oppression, depression, and stress to leave the listening audience right now who suffering with any kind of disease or oppression. I thank you, Father, that they have it no more. It's gone. It's gone because of the love of God and because he sent his son to the cross over 2,000 years ago so that we would have healing. A healing scripture, one of my favorites, is 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes we were healed. You are healed of oppression, depression, and you have headaches. You're healed of that as well. You have it no more. Thank you so much, God, for healing everyone that listens to this program. You are healed. It is done. It is well with you. Say it. Day after day, it is well with me. I am healed. And we thank you, God. Have faith and believe. Receive it and believe it. We say that, Father. In the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, cover everyone in the blood. We call and we say, amen. Amen. Bless every one of you. Enjoy your day. Giving and the rest of the weekend. Until we meet again, I love you. Reverend Diane, signing off.
Bye.